As if physically hurting her 15 children wasn't enough, she also had to go and boil their puppies alive right in front of them, and then fake her death, and then hide in a secret room behind a fake wall in their house. This is the story of Martha Crouch and her husband Timothy, the couple who skipped out on an abuse warrant and were only found when he ended up dead on the lawn. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here, and hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. Today's case got me when I read the headline, "Mom of 15 Who Faked Death After Allegedly Boiling Newborn Puppies Found Alive Behind False Wall." It was one of those moments where I didn't want to know more, but I also had to know more. And could it really all be part of one case? 15 kids, plus a faked death, plus animal abuse, plus a discovered hiding spot. But apparently it's all real, and today we're going to take a dive into this cesspool. The Crouch family was first introduced in the news world back in May 2019, when the 31-year-old eldest son was arrested in New Mexico and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Apparently, one of his brothers poo-pooed the idea of eating a hot dog for dinner because he was allergic to beef, and that caused a fight involving two additional brothers. Eventually, the eldest brother pulled a rifle on the three of them and chambered a round, you know, as you do in all cased meat-based arguments. He said he was going to kill his brothers, but they managed to distract him and pull the gun away before calling the police. When authorities brought the eldest son in, his arrest led to interviews with other children in the family and a whole host of claims against their parents, like that they only fed the kids one meal every day, and I don't mean in the intermittent fasting sort of way. Or that one of the sisters, who was seen as overweight by their mom, was kept padlocked in a fat chain for years to keep her shackled in her bedroom away from the refrigerator. She said it was the kind of chain you use on big dogs, and that she always had a bruise on her ankle from the heavy links. She could only go to the bathroom in a bucket beside her bed. And when their house in Alaska caught fire, two of her siblings had to break the chain and release her and save her from death. The daughter said their mom would say she wasn't their real mom, and their dad would say they were too dumb to go to school. When she asked her mom one time why they couldn't be enrolled in school, her mom beat her with a spatula. Her mom made sure to hit her and the other kids only in places clothes would cover in case outsiders ever saw them. The girl's older siblings later moved her to another state to protect her. And the kids weren't the only ones to notice that they should be in school. Apparently, the New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department did show up at the house one day because of reports of educational neglect, but to keep them from being seen, their mom drove the kids away and pretended they didn't exist. To continue with the litany of allegations against these parents, one son said that he was beaten, shot, stabbed, and run over by his mom and dad, and still had the BBs inside his arm to prove the part about the shooting. One daughter said that when she got pregnant at the age of 14, her mom beat her to the point of miscarriage. And one daughter said their mom boiled the family's puppies in front of her and the other kids. She says she remembers the last time it happened most vividly because it was her birthday, her 17th birthday in 2018. Her mom came to her bedroom and said she had a present for her, which was unusual. But she followed her mom to the kitchen where her siblings were already waiting, all lined up in front of a big silver pot full of boiling water. As she approached, she saw inside the litter of puppies their dog had just given birth to a week before. She said she hears the puppies in her nightmares. The only way to stop them is to not sleep. And this wasn't the only time puppies and dogs met a terrible end in their household either. A dog was found buried in the family's backyard, shot to death to teach the children some sort of lesson. And if puppies and dogs weren't enough for you, one daughter said their mother also poisoned one kitten and beat a litter of them with a hammer. 53-year-old Martha Crouch and her 57-year-old husband, Timothy Crouch of Aztec, New Mexico, were arrested in June 2019. Knowing the authorities would be after them, the Crouches took their children and hid out in a campsite and then a motel, but they were luckily discovered. The New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department had followed up after those interviews with the children and found evidence that they quote-unquote were not receiving an adequate education, which feels like the least pressing of these kids' problems at that moment, but I imagine that was the easiest charge to prove. An investigator for that agency said that as they looked into the couple, it turned out that they had a record of accusations in other states, such as Missouri, Montana, Kansas, and Alaska. They would just leave a town with their 8 sons and 7 daughters anytime the authorities seemed to be on to them. But it's not clear if those previous allegations were similar to these. You would think not if the couple hadn't been arrested before, but people slip through the cracks all of the time. Martha was now charged with felony counts of child abuse and extreme cruelty to animals. Her husband, Timothy, was charged with obstruction due to trying to evade investigation by Child Protective Services. Martha's bail was set at $50,000, and Timothy was released pending trial. At least one of their children stood up for them back in 2019. The eldest brother said, "My family are wonderful people. My mom and dad are some of the best people you'll meet." He said they gave away those puppies that were supposedly boiled, and that a neighbor had to put down the dog that was shot after it bit three people. He said the family even did a little ceremony to say goodbye to their pet. And as for the fat chain, he said his young sister was dating a 32-year-old who assaulted her, and that experience made her have a mental breakdown where she ended up getting on top of their mom and beating her. I guess this is his way of saying she just made up the fat chain as part of her mental breakdown. He also said that the miscarriage from beating could never happen because his parents had a strict policy against the kids dating, and you know teenagers never break rules. In July 2019, Martha filed a motion to be allowed out of jail with an ankle bracelet. Her attorney said she needed treatment for blood clots and low blood oxygen that she wasn't getting in jail, and that, anyway, the allegations against Martha came from the imagination of a teenager. But the judge called her a flight risk, which is such foreshadowing. Just wait for it. Martha was also considered a threat to her children and a person who might try to intimidate witnesses against her, just an all-around stand-up woman. She was committed to a New Mexico Health Institute for a mental evaluation, and she was deemed competent to stand trial. And then she was released from jail in January 2020 to wait out her trial at home, but she was required to check in weekly with the court. But in December 2021, 56-year-old Martha took a plea deal. The daughter who had made the accusations against her just wanted to move on with her life. But this daughter wanted to make sure Martha had a felony on her criminal record, so Martha was given the chance to plead no contest to fourth-degree felony attempted child abuse. She was only given supervised probation, her prison sentence completely suspended. The charges of extreme animal cruelty were simply dismissed due to lack of evidence. Martha cried in court and said she would be a model probationer. The court had told her she wasn't allowed to contact her children, and she said that she would follow that order and all orders. Now, if you'll remember what I said about the judge thinking Martha might be a flight risk, not 2 days after she took her plea deal, the court was issuing an arrest warrant for her. Martha had already violated her probation. She was called a fugitive from justice, and there was a chance her 18-month prison sentence might be reinstated when she was found. But then she simply wasn't found. Nearly 2 years went by. There was no sign of Martha and Timothy Crouch, no more reports of child nor animal abuse. They flew under the radar. But then on August 16th, Timothy was found collapsed on his front lawn. It was in Walsenburg, a little town south of Colorado Springs. He'd been having a hard time breathing and then died in front of his trailer that day. He was 62 years old at the time. The police came after receiving calls about a man with a medical emergency, but someone at the trailer said no one was allowed in to investigate, that Timothy had died outside, so there was no reason to. But one of his adult daughters called the local police the next day and asked them to go back to do a welfare check at the house. She said there were children there with special needs who had been receiving care from her father, and the other children there were being abused. The deputies thought this was a super weird reaction to someone's father dying. Like, the daughter's concern didn't seem to be with her dad's death and the body on the front lawn at all. What was going on at that house that she would be so worried about? The police looked into the family and realized that the mother had this outstanding warrant in New Mexico. So they came to search the place and take Martha into custody, but one of the adult daughters stopped them. She said their mother was dead. She didn't know what happened, but she had been told that her mother had died, several years ago, actually. And weirder still, this daughter also said that one of their sisters had also gone missing 3 years back and couldn't be found. But another daughter, yes, another one, let them know that something was fishy. She tipped the cops off that the home had false walls that concealed a little room. It became all the more suspicious when the deputies found bottles of Martha's medicine with current prescriptions and a still-running oxygen tank inside. In the kitchen of the Crouch home, they found the false wall they'd been told about. It moved a little when one of the captains touched it. Hiding behind it was Martha Crouch and this 14-year-old daughter who had supposedly been missing. For the most part, the kids haven't talked to the media since all of this started, but one daughter started speaking out. She is the one who was allegedly put in the fat chain during their days in Alaska. She said that even after the fire threatened her life, the family continued to live in that burned home. She said their homes would have no electricity, no running water, and no indoor plumbing.
It was like a huge dog chain. You chain up big dogs up. She would wrap it around my ankle and then padlock it on there, so there was no getting it off. I always had a bruise from it being whichever leg it was on. It would hurt so bad. It's a really heavy chain. I had a bucket that they put right beside the bed. That's what I went to the bathroom in. We still lived like poor trailer trash. My parents would put us in the middle of nowhere, no electricity, no running water, no indoor plumbing, bare minimum food. I left 3 months before I turned 20. She started talking about chaining me up again because I was seeing this boy behind her back.
She also claimed that her dad should have faced the same charges her mom did, that he was just as guilty. She said, they've never been fit parents. Someone should have tied her tubes a long time ago. But that sort of anger seems to only be an attempt to hide the pain of emotional trauma. This daughter also said, they should have never had one kid, let alone 15. I don't think they ever loved any of my siblings. I never felt they loved me growing up. Some of the Crouch children are still siding with their parents, though. The brother who was arrested after the hot dog gunfight said, my parents are some of the greatest people you'll ever meet. They care about everyone. They try to do right by everyone. He thinks his siblings might be telling lies about their parents as part of a squabble over money.
When they've taken in people that have been kind of hard on their luck. They give us the best education they can and stuff. They do everything they can to give us the best life we can. My siblings decided they were going, my older sibling decided to make complaints against my family that were untrue.
Why?
We're still trying to figure that out. I have heard rumors it's because there being an oil platform on our property and stuff, and that it might be because of money. But other than that, I honestly don't know why they would do it.
Martha, now 58 years old, was arrested on more charges of felony child abuse and obstruction after being pulled out from behind that false wall. We'll have to see if she's taken back to New Mexico to answer for her outstanding warrant. Her next hearings are scheduled for August 31st and September 20th, 2023. There are so many unbelievable aspects to this case, but it was real life to 15 children. I hope they're able to get the counseling and help they need as they try to put their lives back together. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.